Hey there, fellow explorers of the world. It's your host, Von Carrington Ling, back with another captivating episode of Society Complex. Today we're going to deep dive into the fascinating transformation of an icon who knows a thing or two about reinvention. Can you guess who it is? You probably didn't, but that's okay. That's right, though. It's okay, because we're going to talk about none other than Miss Blac Chyna. So, my friends, let's spill the tea on Blac Chyna's latest metamorphosis. In 2023, she dropped a bombshell on social media, revealing that she had taken the plunge and got baptized, which nobody could believe. But wait, there's definitely more to that story. She also decided to bid farewell to some of her tattoos and embrace her birth name, Angela Renee White. So make sure y'all don't call her Blac Chyna no more. Talk about a spiritual awakening with a side of ink removal. Now, this ain't your ordinary makeover, folks. Blac Chyna's decision to be baptized and shed her tattoos speaks volumes about her personal beliefs and her values. It's like she's hitting the reset button and she's redefining herself into a whole new life, which a lot of people are doing these days. By reclaiming her birth name, Angela Renee White, she's telling the world, hey, this is me. This is the real me, stripped of the glitz and the glam. But let's not forget about that whirlwind journey that she has been through and that led her up to this point. Blac Chyna has gone through many, many, many transformations over the years. She's like a chameleon in a kaleidoscope, basically. From her early days as a model and a dancer to her high-profile relationships that she's been in, and not to mention her business ventures. Don't forget, she's still a businesswoman. She's left an undeniable mark on the world and the world of pop culture. Oh, and we're definitely not going to sit here and ignore the elephant in the room, which is her physical alterations. Blac Chyna has had her fair share of plastic surgeries and body modifications, etc., etc., whatever you want to call it. But some love her for embracing her curves and owning her sexuality, while others definitely raise both eyebrows at the perpetration on realistic beauty standards. It's definitely an ongoing debate that keeps the gossip mill spinning and spinning and spinning, my friends and explorers. But hold on, there's even more to this story than meets the eye. Blac Chyna's transformation just isn't about her exterior. She's also made major strides in her professional life. She went from the strip club scene to becoming a savvy entrepreneur. She had makeup line, beauty salon, clothing brand. She's also proven that she's more than just a pretty face. She's a boss lady who knows how to work, and she's paving the way for aspiring women everywhere. And here, right here, is where things still get a little bit real, my fellow thinkers. Blac Chyna's journey has sparked a very crucial conversation about mental health, especially within the Black community. The pressure to conform to certain beauty standards and succeed professionally within the community can take a toll on one's well-being. Angela Renee White's transformation is just a testament to her resilience and strength, showing us that she's more than just a pretty face, but she also has a captivating persona on and off our screens. Her impact reaches far and wide, shaping pop culture and inspiring others along the way. Blac Chyna has become a cultural icon, challenging traditional norms and opening doors for fellow Black women in the entertainment industry. But amidst all of the glitz and the glamour, we definitely can't ignore the questions about authenticity and the pressures to fit in and fit into that mold. In 2020, she shocked us all when she had that blonde bob. I don't know if you guys remember that. But then, at that point, she also started wearing more natural makeup. I don't know if y'all noticed. So she had already started. It was like witnessing a phoenix rising from the ashes, my friends. And guess what? She's been very, very open about her therapy journey, addressing her past traumas, and prioritizing her mental health. This is a conversation we're having in the Black community, and she's part of the reason that it is sparked, like it or not. She's not afraid to share her struggles, making her a relatable and inspiring figure for many. The transformation of Angela Renee White has made waves in pop culture and beyond. It sparked conversations about beauty standards, mental health, and staying true to oneself. But let's not forget the societal pressures that contribute to these transformations. It's a reminder that we still have a long way to go in fostering a world where everyone can embrace their true selves without fear or judgment. Hey there, my fellow explorers and thinkers. Thanks for keeping it locked in with your favorite podcast host, Von Carrington Lee. We're getting ready to unpack the significance of the Danny Masterson's trial and the ripple effects it has had on the intertwined worlds of religion, celebrity, and justice. So, the trial was centered around allegations made by three women who accused Danny Masterson of sexual assault in the early 2000s. After a thorough investigation, charges were filed against Masterson in 2019 by the Los Angeles County's District Attorney's Office. Throughout the trial, the victims displayed remarkable courage by testifying against Masterson and shedding light on the incidents that occurred years ago. And just recently, the verdict was delivered, holding Masterson accountable for his actions. But this trial was not just about the accused and the victims. It was also about unraveling the complex web of influence woven by the Church of Scientology, of which both Masterson and the three women were members of. Scientology's role in this case became increasingly apparent with reports of emerging alleged attempts to obstruct investigations and intimidate accusers. These revelations have ignited discussions about the organization's impact on legal proceedings. And it's also alleged that culture of secrecy and control. It's a case that raises questions about the delicate balance between religious freedom and accountability. And the ongoing struggle for justice and accountability within the entertainment industry. As we navigate the aftermath of this trial, it's crucial to reflect on the complexities surrounding faith, power, and truth. The case of Danny Masterson reminds us of the need for a fair and impartial justice system, regardless of one's religious affiliation or celebrity status. It sparks important conversations about the role of religion in legal proceedings and the pursuit of accountability. Only through open dialogue and continued examination can we strive for a more just society. Let's keep it right on moving here on Society Complex. Today, we are putting the spotlight on the GOP's upcoming presidential nomination race. Ah, yes, folks, get ready for the greatest political show on earth. The Republican Party's primary season is just around the corner. And trust me, it's going to be a wild ride. We have a jam-packed lineup of contenders itching to steal the show and win the hearts of voters across the nation. So let's take a closer look at the top Republican candidates who are ready to take center stage and give us a political circus like no other. First up, we have the undisputed king of the show, the one and only former President Donald J. Trump. Despite his defeat in the 2020 election, Trump remains a force to be reckoned with. His mysterious will he, won't he announcement has everyone on the edge of their seats. I mean, this guy knows how to keep us guessing and eagerly awaiting his grand entrance. It's like waiting for the finale of your favorite reality TV show, but with apparent higher stakes, at least to him. Now, let's shift our attention to a rising star in the Republican Party, or at least he thinks he is, Florida Governor Ron, I'll handle it my way, DeSantis. This guy is not afraid to take risks and make bold moves. With his controversial stances on mask mandates and COVID-19 policies, DeSantis has become the darling of the conservative crowd. Will he throw his hat in the ring? Well, only time will tell, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's already printing DeSantis for President merchandise on the side, which he definitely probably was before he made his announcement, but he is now running. Well, at least he filed the paperwork. Next on our list is former South Carolina governor, professional flip-flopper, Nikki, I'm with him, wait, no, I'm not, Haley. Now, this woman knows how to keep us on our toes. Known for her conservative credentials and occasional criticisms of the Biden administration, Haley finds herself in a tight spot due to her past moments of truth which she dared to speak out against Trump. Oh no, the political tightrope she must walk. And how can we forget the former vice president and master of second fiddle, Mike, the silent sidekick Pence, always standing loyally beside Trump's side, except for here lately. Pence is now eyeing the top spot for himself, but let's not forget his history-making moment of certifying the 2020 election results. That could come back to haunt him in the GOP political ring. It's like watching a high-stakes acrobat act, folks. Will he stick to the landing or will he stumble? But wait, 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 there is more. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has recently made headlines with his potential presidential bid. With his charismatic and outspoken demeanor, Christie's filing of paperwork with the Federal Election Commission has ignited speculation and fueled discussions about his chances. It's like a surprise guest joining the circus midway through the performance. Who saw that coming? Curtain rises on the Republican Party's 2024 presidential election. We can expect a spectacle like no other. Drama, comedy, and political maneuvering will be on full display as these contenders vie for the GOP nomination. It's a show that leaves us amused, bewildered, and perhaps a little concerned about the future of the party. The sheer number of candidates running for the nomination is causing some sleepless nights for party leaders. A crowded field can lead to a divisive primary season, which in turn could weaken the party's chances in the general election. We're talking deep divisions within the Republican Party, folks. As if they aren't already divided enough, some might say. I don't know. See, the party has been struggling to find a unified message ever since Trump's defeat in the 2020 election. Some candidates are positioning themselves as Trump loyalists, while others are trying to distance themselves from the former president and appeal to a broader base of voters. It's like a game of a political musical chairs with candidates jockeying for positions and taking shots at each other to gain an advantage. Talk about an intense competition. But let's not forget, amidst all this chaos, there are a few candidates who do stand out. Potential front runners: Donald Trump, the charismatic showman with a cult-like following, again, some may say, remains a force to be reckoned with. And then we have Ron DeSantis, who has garnered attention with his handling of COVID-19 pandemic in Florida. Both of them have their own unique appeal, and the party's nominee will need to find a way to capture the hearts of a broad swath of voters while energizing the party's base. This is no easy task, my friends. As we eagerly await the unfolding drama of the Republican Party's primary season, one thing is clear. The stakes are high, and the party's future hangs in the balance. The show is about to begin, my fellow observers of society, and we'll be here dissecting every twist, turn, and political somersault along the way. That concludes another thought-provoking episode of Society Complex. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey of discovery and reflection. As we continue to explore the world around us, let us never shy away from confronting the challenges and seeking a better tomorrow. Until next time, this is Vaughn Carrington Lee, signing off.